Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. Got a great show for you lined up here. We've already had a good start to the show with the Manhattan Fire Department. Now we're going to shift gears, talk to Debbie Nuss with the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition. She is the chair, and she is also the project manager for the Riley County Comprehensive Needs Assessment that's underway. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
When did this get started, first of all?
Well, actually, this has kind of been a cumulative process. The community did a comprehensive needs assessment in 2015. And in 2015, it had been more than 20 years since a community needs assessment had been done. So when the needs assessment was completed in 2015, the commitment was made that we would try to do one on a regular basis, preferably a five-year cycle, so that we could be in a position to determine whether or not progress is being made on issues of concern to the community. So we did the one in 2015. Now the 2019-2020 needs assessment survey and needs assessment is underway. And this document, or the results of this survey, will be used to help local agencies, for example, the health department, as they go through their accreditation process. They are required to do a needs assessment on a regular basis. The hospital is required to do a community survey, community health needs assessment on a regular basis. And then just community organizations overall use information like this to help advocate for resources for their programs and services.
Okay. Let me back up just a little bit and ask you a little bit more about what the Wellness Coalition does here, the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition.
Sure. The Flint Hills Wellness Coalition, as the name implies, is a coalition. It's a group of agencies and individuals who are interested in improving individual health and thus community health, and then ensuring that resources in the community to help people be healthier are distributed equitably. And the Wellness Coalition looks at health in a holistic view. We don't look at it just from the standpoint that it's your physical health. We consider all the factors that contribute to health. For example, safe housing, public transportation, healthy foods. There are a variety of things that contribute to the overall health of an individual and thus the overall health of a community. And so we have been working in collaboration with community partners now for the past 5 years to do several things, primarily to implement the Community Health Improvement Plan that the Riley County Health Department developed as a result of the 2015 needs assessment, and then to work on issues related to health equity around the community as a whole.
Now you talked a little bit about why. How is this different from the community survey that the City of Manhattan did this past spring?
The City of Manhattan survey this past spring was really focused on city services. It was I would best characterize it as a customer satisfaction survey, and also then what the city should focus on in terms of priorities. The needs assessment survey that we're doing right now mirrors the 2015 assessment because we want to be able to do a direct comparison in terms of questions, but it covers 10 areas of interest in the community. And also I need to emphasize that this is a Riley County needs assessment. It's countywide. So we cover things like social issues, quality of life, housing, aging, education, transportation, economics and personal finance, all those things that contribute to the health of a community. So the city's probably touched on some of those things, but we do it in a more comprehensive manner.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking to Debbie Nuss. She's the chair of the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition and project manager of the Flint Hills of the Community Needs Assessment. Developing the survey, how was that done?
Well, as I mentioned, we took the survey that was done in 2015, which, if anybody's taken the survey so far, which can be found at, and it's a long web address, so please bear with me, but it's Riley County Community Needs Assessment.org. It's just what it is. We took the survey from 2015, and then we brought together a group of people from the agencies that have contributed to support the survey. They have served on a project design team, and we went through the survey and made sure that all the questions from 2015 were still valid today. We added some questions because in the 5 years since the last survey was done, some discussions in our community have changed. For example, we know that there's a lot of interest recently around the issue of affordable and safe housing. That wasn't on our radar so much 5 years ago. So we wanted to make sure that we had questions related to that issue. So then we also put the preview of the survey out on a link available to the community as a whole so they could react and respond to it before we finalized it. So we have had a very deliberative process in terms of how the survey was designed.
Now we live in a very transient community, a lot of college students in town. Are they able to take the survey?
Absolutely. And in fact, 5 years ago with the 2015 survey, 18 to 24-year-olds were one of the segments of the population where we had a low response rate. And so we ended up doing a focus group with 18 to 24-year-olds. So we really hope that that population will take the survey this time. We're also, the survey is also available in Spanish. You may be aware that our Hispanic population has continued to increase since 2015. I think in 2015, about 9% of our population was Hispanic, and that number has increased to about 14%. So that we know that that population has opinions and needs, and we want to have the community be in a position to be able to address their concerns, and also to celebrate the fact that we have that diversity in our community as well.
Now, when you go to take the survey, you probably need a lot some time. I understand it's pretty lengthy.
It is. We tell people to expect to set aside about 20 minutes to take the survey, maybe up to 30 minutes. But if you start it on a computer and you get distracted or something calls you away from your computer, as long as you go back to the same computer, you can finish the survey. Now, if you're doing it on a mobile device or your phone, you can't. You would have to start over again. We also made it so that if you wanted to print off the survey, you can do that from the website. It's about 40 pages, so if you want to print off that much paper, you can take it that way. And then if you do take it on paper, we just ask that you return your completed survey to the Riley County Health Department no later than Friday, October 25th. So we will be collecting hard copies of the survey through the 25th of October.
You know, with the Manhattan population about, 55,000, Riley County maybe upwards of 75,000. Is there a target number you want as far as surveys returned?
Well, we really, in terms of the survey to give us the, and I don't want to say valid because this is not a scientific survey, but in order to give us confidence, I think is a better term, in the results, we need at least 850 people to take the survey. Now, last time we exceeded that number, we doubled that amount, and I'm really hopeful that we'll double the amount that we doubled last year. So if 2,000 people could take the survey, that would be great. I also wanted to mention that we are mailing postcard reminders to a random sampling of Riley County, City of Manhattan residents to try and encourage them to take the survey. The survey link has been sent out to 120 organizations across the community, asking them to share it via their social media and with their email list. The school district has graciously sponsored some sessions with families who may struggle with technology, and they are meeting them at the public library several times so that they can help them, take the survey and go through the survey. Hard copies have been left at the senior center. They're available at the health department. So we're doing everything we can to get this survey out there so that people will take it. I also want to mention that a parallel effort is happening in Pottawatomie County right now as well. Same survey is being done in Pottawatomie County because of the relationship with agencies like United Way serves that county. Via Christie Hospital is co-owner of Wamego Health Center. So there was some overlap there, and we did the same thing in 2015. The survey was available in Pottawatomie County as well.
All right. Now, there's a time crunch to do this. I think you have till what, mid-October?
Well, originally when we launched this, we were going to keep the survey link open until October 11th. We have since decided, since we were going to accept the hard copies of the survey through the 25th, we're just going to keep the survey link open until October 25th as well. Okay. So really, people have another little over 3 weeks that they can access the survey and take it. So, yeah. So we're gonna open that window up just a little bit more.
All right, and this is so important. As you mentioned, this could affect future policy here, both at the city level, the county level, even maybe the state.
You know, in 2015 when we did this survey, it wasn't too long after that community organizations looked to the survey to rely on the data that was there. And the other thing about the final report that comes out is that we don't just report out the data from the survey. We also look to secondary data, data from for example, like Robert Wood Johnson Foundation or the State Department of Health or various organizations, to see if our local data is in sync with the secondary data that's out there. So, but immediately after the information came out in 2015, the one example that I can think of is the Flint Hills Human Rights Project looked to the survey to advocate for the change in our local non-discrimination ordinance to include sexual orientation and gender identity. There had been a claim before that there was no discrimination occurring in the city, or that there was no data, there was no evidence that. And this survey results indicated that there had been. People were reporting that there had been. So this provided just a little bit more information to a group to advocate for a change in city policy at that point.
Very good. Well, if people want more information on this, I know you gave the website earlier, but let's go ahead and give that one more time.
Sure. It's Riley County Community Needs Assessment.org. I've tested it. If you just type it in Google, it comes up pretty fast. So it's a pretty reliable URL. I also just want to take an opportunity to let the community know who provided the funding for this project. We got a grant from the Carolyn Pine Foundation, and then our other partners are Ascension Via Christi Hospital, the City of Manhattan, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, Kansas State University, Kansas Prairie Community Health Clinic, Kansas United Way, Manhattan Surgical Hospital, and the Riley County Health Department.
All right. A lot of people coming together for this very important survey.
That's right. And we're very appreciative for all the support that we've received.
All right. If people want more information on the Wellness Coalition, how can they get a hold of you?
They can send an email to info@flinthillswellness.org, or they can just call me at 785-341-1143.
All right. Well, we'll get a link up on that community survey here, community needs assessment, I should say, as soon as we can here at newsradiokman.com. Debbie, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, Debbie Nuss with the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition. She's a project manager of the needs assessment. Appreciate her being on. Stay tuned. More in Focus next on News Radio KMAN.